There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1103. When the Path Changes, One Mom's Story of Fetal Stroke, by Shauna Scaife of simpleonpurpose.ca. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday edition of ORD, the first episode of our Parenting Leg of the Week that we do each Thursday and Friday. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino. And while we're used to hearing humor from today's author, Shauna Scaife, today I'll be sharing a story of hers that is difficult for many to hear. However, it is also a story of love and triumph. Well, I'll let Shauna do the talking, though, so let's get right into this post now and start optimizing your life. When the Path Changes, One Mom's Story of Fetal Stroke, by Shauna Scaife of simpleonpurpose.ca. I remember her texting me near the end of her pregnancy. She said she wasn't feeling many movements from the baby. My two pregnancies to her one put me in a place where I could reassure her. I told her what I knew to be true. Babies get bigger and move less because there's not much room. Over the next 7 days, she would have daily non-stress tests and ultrasounds. The results were spotty, with a pass here and a fail there. For any pregnant lady, this unknown was a painful waiting game. Finally, she gave birth and had her little boy in her arms. I met him. He looked just like his father, who was also a dear friend of mine. I fell in love with that laid-back little baby and that warm, knowing sense you feel about your friend's children. I watched his parents. They were both settled with a shared peace, content to be a family of three. As I held him on my lap, I could feel a ridge along his hairline. I'd never felt it in a baby before, but every baby is different, and I didn't think much of it. But the ridge didn't go away. He was so lethargic that it took him weeks to regain his birth weight. She would notice that he didn't track her with his eyes. She would soon realize she was also missing those long, intent gazes that nursing babies give their moms. Eventually, she noticed her little baby wasn't developing his left and right side equally. There would come to be assessments and testing, accompanied by months upon months of speculations and specialists giving their best guesses. Doctors had determined that his brain didn't grow fast enough to push out the plates of his head. There had to be yet more tests and assessments to determine what this all meant. Finally, they would learn that while she was pregnant, her baby boy had at least one stroke. It's called perinatal stroke while pregnant, pediatric stroke in babies. They had some answers, but now they had even more questions. There really is no certainty or conclusion on what his life will be like as he grows. Will he be able to talk, see, walk, drive? What kinds of therapies will he need? Will they help? How will other kids treat him? What special equipment will help him learn a basic skill like sitting up? How will this all be paid for? What would their family dreams become? This little boy will be two this fall. If you meet him, he might steal some kisses and wink at you. For the most part, he's quiet in new settings. He stays in his mom's strong arms. He has to be held, as the lowered function of one side of his body makes it unable for him to sit up on his own. I have watched my dear friends wrestle with this diagnosis that brings so much uncertainty to their lives. Like most any mom, she had dreams of how mothering her kids would look. Every day she wakes up to reconcile what is required of her, what her child needs, and what she can give. I have seen her sacrifice in ways that I never have as a mom of three. I have cried for the shame she should never feel, for the confusion she should never have to bear, for the physical weight that is constant and necessary. No matter how often I tell her she is stronger than she believes, I can't blame her if that sentiment just makes her more weary. After trudging through the first year of learning that her son had a perinatal stroke, her days are now filled with appointments, referrals, assessments, more appointments, therapy. She does all this on top of a job, trying to regain a foothold on being a wife and reclaiming the woman she still is. As she has navigated the emotional and physical burdens placed on her, she is coming out a champion for her boy. After losing all of her certainty in what her family would look like, I see her as a hero for her family, and I'm so proud of her now for being ready to share her family's story, to help raise awareness for fetal and pediatric stroke. She told me I could share her story here. I can only aim to not belittle it with the limited perspective I have on what she has been, is going, and will go through. I can only aim to spread the word on infant stroke. I can only aim to encourage all of us to take the time to appreciate the loads that other moms may carry. More so, that we can help shoulder the burdens of our fellow moms with special needs babies in real, practical ways. You just listened to the post titled, When the Path Changes, One Mom's Story of Fetal Stroke, by Shauna Scaife of simpleonpurpose.ca.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And thanks a lot to Shauna for a very powerful and humbling story about her friend and her son. While this story obviously doesn't pertain to the majority of us, I'd like to think that everyone, parents or not, can at least reflect on feelings of gratitude and admiration when hearing it. The amount of blessings we have that we overlook is indeed staggering, and unexpected struggles like that of Shauna's friend will continue to bring themselves to all of us. So the more we can regularly check in to appreciate our lives as they are, not only the better prepared we'll be to withstand such difficulties, but we'll also be better prepared to see the beauty that comes with those challenges and sacrifices. I feel there's not much more I can say on the contents of this article, but on her site, Shauna did share a resource for those wanting to learn more about fetal stroke, chasa.org, that's chasa.org, is a place to go for more information, more opportunities to give back, as well as more support if you or someone you know has also had an experience with fetal stroke. So once more, that's CHASA, CHASA.org. That will do it for today, though, everybody. I thank you for joining me today. It always means a lot when you guys stick with me for the tougher posts. But relationships aren't easy, and those who lean into the hard times or hard articles are those who stand the best chance at success. So thanks once again. And do be sure to come on back for another parenting post in the Friday show. That's where your optimal life awaits.